Good afternoon. This program is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. And on the program today, I think you're in for a treat. The woman who will be featured on the show today has won many awards, including at the Montreux Jazz Festival in 2007, the International Thelonious Monk Competition in 2010, the International Sarah Vaughan Competition in 2012. She has been making her way around the world, though she is yet in her 20s. And you would be excused for thinking she was perhaps channeling Billie Holiday or any of a number of other really well-known jazz vocalists. Her name is Cyrille Aimée, and that is spelled C-Y-R-I-L-L-E-A-I-M-E-E. And she is going to be giving an outdoor concert with her combo on Sunday afternoon on the campus of the University of Illinois, presented by the Eastern Illinois University in Charleston, presented by the Doudna Fine Arts Center. It'll be on the university's quad, weather permitting, and forecasts, well, looks a little iffy at this point, but that remains to be seen. Cyrille Aimée on today's Live and Local on FM 90.9. We just heard the wonderful French-born vocalist Cyrille Aimée in the familiar tune called La Vie en Rose. She was joined here by a Brazilian guitarist, Diego Figueiredo, and she is coming to the Doudna Fine Arts Center at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston on Sunday for a 4 o'clock outdoor concert. And I'm very pleased to welcome her on Live and Local. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about, I mean, just rather tell our listeners a little bit about your background. I've read some, born in Fontainebleau, France, as I mentioned. But an interesting combination of parentage and also an interesting combination in musical influences through experiences with the gypsies, but also with other types of performers. Why don't you just sort of give us the brief background on Cyrille Aimée?
So my father is French and my mother is from Dominican Republic. So I was born in France. So I guess I already had kind of a mix of rhythms in me, because my mother always likes to play Latin music at home, and she loves to dance and all that stuff. They love to party. My parents. And I grew up in Saint-Moi-sur-Seine, which is a little town close to Fontainebleau. And it's a town where Django Reinhardt used to live, the gypsy guitar player. And so every year there's a festival in his honor, and gypsies come from all across Europe to honor him and play guitar. And so I grew up around the gypsies, and that's how I got into music, basically.
And I read somewhere that you actually had taken guitar lessons early on, but singing one out over guitar.
Yeah, I felt more natural when I was singing.
What sort of guitar were you playing when you were playing it?
The gypsy guitar. Gypsy style guitar with the steel strings, and in the band where I'll be playing with at the Performing Arts Center, there will be a gypsy guitarist from France, and he's incredible. And it's one of those people that maybe decide to just stick to singing.
And do you ever pick up the guitar these days?
No, I sometimes just for fun, but not never on stage.
But I imagined the, I mean, since Django Reinhardt was an influence, I guess indirectly through his time, through your time with
Yeah,
gypsies.
even directly. It was it's when I discovered Django Reinhardt, I bought all his CDs and I learned every single solo by heart. I mean, singing every of his solo, every of Stefan Grappelli's solo, the violinist. And yeah, I was obsessed.
So the sound of the guitar has to be in your head, I imagine, even when you're singing, much of the time.
No, not really. Not the sound of the guitar, no. Because that he was a very big influence, and that was a long time ago. Then I listened to a lot of other instruments. I got really deep into Miles Davis, and then Coltrane, and then into piano trios. I love piano trios like Oscar Peterson or Errol Garner and Horace Silver, Ahmad Jamal, Bill Evans. I got really deep into piano. Then I got obsessed with the upright bass. I love doing bass and voice duets. And so, I mean, every instrument is has its thing, and I've been in love with every instrument. So when I'm singing, I'm not thinking about the sound of the guitar. I'm just thinking of, I don't even know what, I'm just thinking of music.
Well, I suppose if one thinks too much in your line of work, the music doesn't work very well.
Yeah, no, don't think too much.
Especially when you're doing scat singing, which I guess is something that is pretty specifically, I think, the voice being instrumental, because you take the words out and you take out some of the more lyrical vocalism and
Yeah,
substitute. Yeah, go ahead.
basically when I'm scat singing, it's like as if I'm composing on the spot, like creating a melody and as if it's a rough and there's no lyrics yet. But it's basically you, I kind of just follow wherever my voice and my ears go. Especially my ears, and yeah, you don't think too much. You just want to be in favor of the music, whatever happens.
I mentioned this because I wanted folks to hear a sample of your scat singing. This comes off of your most recent CD, which just came out, oh, a couple months ago, I guess,
Yeah.
called Live at Birdland with a group called The Surreal Band, which, of course, is how you say your name roughly, first name. And the tune is called Softly. It's Cyril Amé, who is with me on Live and Local. She's going to be performing in Charleston on Sunday.
As in a morning sunrise, the light of love comes stealing into a newborn day.
The song is called Softly, sung by Cyril Amé. Which is, by the way, spelled Aimee. And she's joined here by the Surreal Band, live at Birdland, CD released earlier this year. And she'll be in Charleston for an outdoor concert Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. You mentioned, Surreal, earlier that there's a gypsy guitarist going to be in this particular band, and I saw that you're working on a new project with a band consisting of three different type of guitarists. Is this the band that's coming with you?
Yeah.
So you have gypsy guitar, jazz guitar, and Brazilian guitar.
Yeah, but in when we travel, we only travel gypsy guitar and the jazz guitar.
And leave the Brazilian. Is this actually a Brazilian guitarist?
Yes, but the Michel Valiano, who plays the electric jazz guitar, also plays nylon strings, so sometimes he does both.
And your recording projects have sort of mixed and crossed over those three styles, gypsy, jazz, and of course you've done a couple of recording projects specifically with a Brazilian guitarist. When you're doing the recordings, doing the arrangements, are you thinking in any one of those styles, or you just like to combine the sounds into something new?
For this band, we really wanted to get something new. I mean, it's really, first of all, it's very original to have those three guitar sounds together, because they're very different guitars. The Gypsy is steel strings, the Brazilian is nylon strings, and the jazz guitar is electric. So those three guitars sound very different, and that combined with bass and drums, you gotta really be, you gotta have make sure each guitar knows what their part in the each song is, depending on the song, because if they just start doing whatever they please without realizing what the other is doing, then it can really clash, you know. So we really worked on guitar parts with this project, and we have a lot of different styles. Some songs that go more towards the gypsy style, and then so the other guitars adapt. Some songs that are more Latin, and vice versa.
Do you do the arrangements, or do you collaborate with, or does somebody do them for you, or is it a big collaboration with all the performers?
The core of the band is myself and Michael, the jazz guitarist. We really worked a lot together, just the two of us. And then when we started putting the band together, things came up and people bring ideas. We're really, this band is great because it's really a band where we have a sound together, and some we recorded a tune from the bass player, and Adrian's always bringing new song ideas, and so it's really a collaboration between all of us.
I wanted to ask a little bit about your education, because it seems that you've spent a lot of time in the United States, and actually when you sing, the French accent, to my ear, goes away entirely.
Yeah, it's true. I noticed that too. I think it's because when I learned all these songs, I learned them phonetically. When I used to start learning the songs, I used to learn phonetically because I didn't know how to speak English yet. And I guess it stayed, so my accent goes away. But I studied most of my life in France, all the young schools. And then I came here to college, to do college.
At
Sydney Purchase College.
Yeah, State University of New York. And there's a jazz program there specifically that you entered?
Yeah, there's a jazz program. There's not a vocal program, so I was the only singer in the jazz program. But it was great because since I was in a class full of instrumentalists, drummers, trumpet players, guitar players, bass players, sax players, piano. I really learned a lot about jazz and improv and harmony and ear training. So I liked that school a lot for that.
Did what drew you to that school, given that there wasn't a vocal program?
Well, when I applied for it, there was. And then I don't know what happened. I think the teacher moved to Europe or something. And so they canceled it. But since I was already in it, they decided to keep me.
That had to have been a bit of a shock, I suppose, when you got there.
Yeah, but like I said, I didn't miss it so much.
Well, you obviously made a great deal out of it. You've won some awards, including... with the Montreux Jazz Festival competition. Of course, that was, I guess, while you were a student, International Thelonious Monk competition, and most recently the International Sarah Vaughan competition last year.
Yeah.
Which sort of brings me to ask some of your vocal influences. In the press release that I read for this particular concert, somebody said that you're garnering, quote, garnering a legion of fans that's sure to put this young songstress in the league with names like Ella, Billy, and Lena. And I have to say, when I first heard you, I heard a lot of the sound of Billie Holiday, and I wondered if how you think of yourself as carrying on from these particular women, other women vocalists who have come before you, and whether you have thought about their sound as relates to your own at all.
Oh, well, I was really, really influenced by Ella. Basically, during the same time that I discovered Django, I discovered Ella, and she's the one that really got me into the scatting and basically into the singing and learning songs, because, first of all, she recorded so many songs, and I just loved her joy of the joy that she brings when she sings. Whenever she opens her mouth, it's like the sun is shining, you know? And so she was a huge influence on me. Then later on, I really got into Billie Holiday. But, being compared to these voices, it doesn't even make sense to me, because it's so untouchable. I think our whole life as musicians, we try to grow and we try to, as much as we are influenced by everything we hear, everything we listen to, we try to find our voice. And that's the hardest part for a musician, is to find your own voice. So, I mean, I'm young right now and I'm still growing, and I plan on growing forever. And I hope one day I'll be able to bring something to the table that someone hasn't brought.
You have a couple of albums with the Brazilian guitarist Diego Figueiredo, and I wanted to play another tune from one of those. This is one called Just the Two of Us, and you're talking about finding your own voice, and I would imagine, not being a singer such as yourself, that it would be perhaps easier, or maybe more of a challenge to find your voice with only one other performer, where you're exposed so much.
No, I don't think it makes any difference of the number of performers on stage with you. That's more a question of how the band will sound, you know, just playing together, two people or five or ten, you still gotta find your own voice no matter what.
Well, here's the voice of Cyril Amé with Diego Figueiredo. The song is called Invitation. She's going to be performing in Charleston Sunday afternoon.
You and your smile hold a strange invitation.
That's Cyril Amé with guitarist Diego Figueiredo here on Live and Local from their album Together called Just the Two of Us, which I think may be out of print, but you can hear another duo album that they have that I think is still in print. It's called Smile, which we heard from a little earlier. Cyril Amé is going to be with her new band at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock for an outdoor concert, assuming that the weather holds that amount of time. I saw, Cyril, that you've done some work with a group called the Hot Club of Detroit, which includes an acquaintance of mine, the accordionist, Julian Labro.
Yeah.
How much work have you done with them? They're a wonderful Django-inspired band.
I've worked with them quite a bit. We toured a lot together, and we also, I'm featured on their newest record. I sing a couple tunes on there.
Well, I'm going to have to go out and get that one for that the combination.
I can send it to you if you want.
Oh, well, thank you very much. That would be wonderful. When I was doing poking around on YouTube to hear you a bit and see some of what you were doing, I noticed that some of the clips on there are you with yourself in one of these loop pedal solo performances. And I understand you somehow encountered Bobby McFerrin and got to doing that as a result of working with him? Or seeing him?
No, I'm a big, huge fan of Bobby McFerrin, and he's inspired me in so many ways I can't even begin to say. But the loop pedal, I always dreamt of doing it, and I guess I sing one of his tunes on there, on the loop pedal. And it's a really fun toy for a singer to be able to record yourself and sing on top of yourself live like that.
Is that something that you are doing increasingly, or just when you get a gig in a small space and it makes it easy to not have to bring a band?
Yeah, small spaces it's better. But sometimes I have phases. Sometimes I take it on the road all the time. Sometimes I leave it at home. I mean, when I have a incredible band like the Guitar Heroes, who I'll be playing with at the Performing Arts Center, I won't need to bring a loop pedal.
Well, I would think not. And do you, when you're with a band such as this, do you sometimes do just some duo work with any, a number of the players, maybe just with the bassist, maybe just with the guitarist?
Yeah. I do that. I love bass and voice duo, so I do some of that.
There's certainly one that is on the album we're going to sample in a moment called Cyrilla May and the Surreal Band from some years ago that I especially enjoy. However, I wanted to go out with a full band tune it's called As Long As You're Living, and it comes out of that particular CD. And say many thanks to you for joining us on the show today.
Thank you.
And best of luck with your tour. Cyrilla May is going to be at the Downey Fine Arts Center in Charleston on the campus of Eastern Illinois University for a concert Sunday at 4 o'clock. It'll be outdoor on the university's library quad, weather permitting. Otherwise, they'll move it inside. But let's be optimistic. Cyrilla May on Live and Local, As Long As You're Living. Cyril M.A. from her album called Cyril M.A. and the Surreal Band. That was As Long As You're Living, heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, where our broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the Meredith Foundation, dedicated to supporting the musical arts in performance and presentation. I'm Kevin Kelly. Hope you enjoyed my conversation with Cyril M.A. Again, she'll be at the Downey Fine Arts Center, or rather outside it, weather permitting, Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, along with her current combo, minus one of the three guitarists with whom she's making a new record, and I'm looking forward to hearing that, I know. I sort of gratuitously asked her towards the end of the conversation if she'd, I just wanted to ask her about her having performed with this one band who I know about, have a few recordings of, and I know one of the guys who plays in the band. They're called the Hot Club of Detroit. I don't have the record that she's on with them, but I do have this one called It's About That Time, and I thought I'd share with you one track from there. It is written by Evan Perry, who is the guitarist in the group, looking at the pictures. Yes, he's one of two guitarists in the group, I should say, along with fellow guitarist Paul Brady Carl Cafagna is the sax player. Bass player is Andrew Krotzoff. And the accordionist, Julian Labro. This is called For Stefan. Not sure how Ole got into there, but that was the Hot Club of Detroit, their own composition, specifically one of their guitarists, Evan Perry's composition called For Stefan. Heard on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. And keeping in the kind of gypsy theme or Django Reinhardt-inspired theme, which was in turn inspired by my guest today, Cyril Aimé, who was heavily influenced by Django Reinhardt, including through performing and listening to and associating with some of his direct descendants. Here is an older CD that I found on our shelves. I didn't know we had of the wonderful guitarist Frank Vignola, who is has very much been influenced by Django Reinhardt. In fact, we have a more recent CD of his that I'm trying to find. I'm not sure where it has gone, specifically of Django tunes. This is a Django Reinhardt tune called Tears, and it's Frank Vignola, solo guitar, here on Live and Local. Guitarist Frank Vignola from his CD from 2001 called Blues for a Gypsy, Gypsy referring to Django Reinhardt, and specifically here his own tune called Tears, which is to say Reinhardt's tune called Tears. This is Live and Local. Our broadcast is made possible today with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. Well, we've heard a few artists on the program today who are inspired by or directly paying tribute to Django Reinhardt. Thought we'd close the show with some Django Reinhardt himself. We're going to start with his group called the Quintet of the Hot Club of France. Django Reinhardt, of course, the guitarist, in a tune by Fats Waller called Honeysuckle Rose. Django Reinhardt and his Hot Club of France, Quintet of the Hot Club of France, including Stefan Grappelli on the violin in Fats Waller's tune, Honeysuckle Rose, here on Live and Local. And we'll close out with another tune of theirs in just a couple of minutes after I mention some other performances besides Cyril Aimé's concert that are going to be happening in our listening area for the next couple of days. The Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan is presenting Fiddler on the Roof, performance tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, and you can check their website for performances after that. The Kilbourne Alley Blues Band playing twice this week at Victory Park in Urbana, this evening at 6:30, and then at Shady Nook Pub in Saybrook tomorrow night at 7:30. It's Prism playing jazz at the Canopy Club in Urbana tonight at 9 o'clock. The Gunnysack Review has its weekly stint at the Yoder Center in Arthur tonight at 7 o'clock. Also, a weekly traditional Irish music session at Dublin O'Neill's in Champaign. That is tonight at 8:30. Billy Gault is at Lock, Stock, and Barrel in Decatur at 7 o'clock tonight. The Peoria Bach Festival continues through Sunday. Check their website for complete schedule, because it's pretty complicated. The Diva and the Dude, who are Andy Baylor and Kathy Harden, are playing twice this week at least. Champaign Public Library tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, and then at the Pink House in Ogden Saturday evening at 5 o'clock. It's the Old Fashions doing a country folk they are a country folk acoustic duo at Walnut Street Winery in Rochester tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. It's an evening with your mother at Cowboy Monkey in Champaign tomorrow night, late show at 11:30. Station Theater is presenting Superior Donuts at 8 o'clock Thursday, and that continues, I believe, for a while. And what else can we mention? Phoenix Theater, or rather Monticello Theater Company, at the Phoenix Theater in Monticello, is presenting The Hallelujah Girls, 7:30 Friday and Saturday. And it's The Big Idea at Donnie's Homespun in Decatur, Friday night at 9 o'clock. Lots of other things going on as well. We'll mention some more likely on tomorrow's Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Hope you'll join us then at 4 o'clock, as always, which will include a preview of the upcoming student production sponsored by the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company of the musical Urinetown. You're listening to 90.9 WYNL-FM and HD Urbana with Translator, W293 AF Danville, NPR, Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Stay tuned for All Things Considered from NPR in just over a minute. Here's more of Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli in their quintet. It's their joint composition called Souvenirs.